Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, this episode, I want to discuss a particular vegetable, and I'm only bringing that up as a result of two recent, one was virtual and one was in clinic, Eastern nutrition consultation sessions that I had. And, you know, I'm bringing this up because I've heard about this particular vegetable and its side effects over the years, just even in family gatherings or barbecues and things of that nature, just sitting with various individuals. And I said, you know, I want to one day do a podcast discussing this particular vegetable. And I decided this episode would be it. And that vegetable is broccoli. And I want to discuss the side effects of eating broccoli. More good than bad, but the side effects. You know, and it's kind of hard to find negative things about eating broccoli. Yes, it is. Okay. Because to many, it's considered a health-promoting superfood. Why? Because it's loaded with antioxidants, minerals, vitamins, fiber. It's good for your brain, your bones, your heart, and there you go. That's that yin and yang heart-kidney relationship. Heart, the brain, kidney, marrow in the brain, and marrow in the bones, as well as the health of your bones. And then overall, immune system and gut health. Gut, you know, the infamous middle, not even infamous, but the famous middle jiao. And now you're talking about, from an acupuncture perspective, the three treasures. Now, many of you have never heard about the three treasures. And I may even do an episode on that, because just strengthening the three treasures is very powerful. Resounding results, effects. I see it in my patients when I do it. But let's just, you know, I digress. I want to stick with broccoli. The thing here is although it's good for the heart, the brain, the bones, your middle jiao, your immune system, it does have a few side effects. But it makes a great side dish. And the thing about this vegetable is there's more positive than negative. And I get that a lot in certain consultation sessions. Like some will complain. And I would switch the vegetable off of their list. And that main complaint is it makes them feel bloated and gassy. Especially when they eat the broccoli raw. Right. And they find that to be very embarrassing. But understand something. Broccoli is a cruciferous vegetable. And it tends to more so be one of your more of those vegetables, your more prolific gas producing vegetables. And why is that? And that's because it's full of raffinose, which is a sugar that's made up of three saccharides, which is, what are they? Galactose, fructose, and I think glucose. And it tends to go through the small intestine in an undigested manner. So that when it reaches the large intestine, you know, the bacteria in your large intestine will begin to ferment it, causing the body to produce methane gas. Sounds like scientific. Sounds interesting, but yeah, you know. And it also contains That's a tongue twister. I try and say that every now and then to my patients. Glucosinolates. Say that 10 times. Glucosinolates. As well as other sulfur compounds that your middle jowl is going to break down, and it's going to give like this rotten egg smelling gas, hydrogen sulfide smell. It's crazy. It's a little too much. But yeah, making you feel bloated and gassy, yeah, it does have that effect. And also, many individuals do not realize that broccoli can also affect your thyroid. Because they're in a classification of foods that are called goitrogens. And goitrogens tend to contain a particular compound that's called goitrogen, which tends to interfere with the synthesis of thyroid hormones. And that's if you're iodine deficient. Okay, so you want to be careful with that and speak to your acupuncturist about that. But now, broccoli, the good side is it has the ability in some cases to reduce inflammation. Because it has the ability to play a role in reducing C-reactive protein levels in the body, which is a marker for inflammation. And medical doctors tend to use this marker to determine your risk of developing coronary artery disease. So it's important that you are aware of this. Another, broccoli can also prevent, or may also prevent, blood vessel disease. Because it has the ability to keep your arteries and your veins clear. You know, that smooth flow of qi and blood traversing the arteries. I mean, when qi and blood is flowing smoothly, harmoniously throughout the body, it'll be hard for you to get sick. I won't say you can't, but it'll be very hard. But broccoli, along with other cruciferous vegetables, tend to be associated with less extensive blood vessel disease. What's another benefit? Another good side effect is it may prevent or protect you from fatty liver disease. And many of us are suffering from fatty liver disease and have no clue. You know, so you want to switch out that sweet licorice candy or pizzas or, you know, junk food and switch it for broccoli. I know many of you are like, good luck with that. I'll stick with my foods that are high in saturated fats and sugars. No. You don't want to do that. You don't want to eventually, potentially develop cirrhosis of the liver or liver cancer as a result of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. You really don't. Do you want to substitute a lot of that junk food for broccoli? Try it. Do you mean like it? You know, because again, it all goes back to your health representing your overall wealth. That's what the wealth is. It's not in the bank. It's not in the safe. The wealth isn't in an app on your phone or a cryptocurrency account. The wealth is not in your purse. It's not in your pocket or your wallet. And the wealth is not under your mattress. It's not in a shoebox in the closet, nor is it under the doghouse in the backyard. The wealth is in you. And this is why you listen to Acupuncture Is My Life. And this is why many of you have already turned to acupuncture. You've included it in your so, so busy schedule. And you're feeling better, you're happier that you've done so. But guess what else? Broccoli can be good for. It can reduce your risk of cancer. And there are studies out there that are tied to daily consumption of various types of cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower and so forth, as well as broccoli. There's others that has the ability to lower your risk of colon cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer. So that's something to really, really think about. Seriously think about. Broccoli spears can just keep your mental sharp, keep you focused. Loaded with vitamin K, which improves cognitive function in individuals over 60 years of age. And the antioxidant effects of the sulfur compounds that are in broccoli, as well as other cruciferous vegetables, can protect against dementia and even stroke. Broccoli overall can help you live longer. It's a great source of fiber. And as a state licensed, board certified doctor of acupuncture, I recommend broccoli to many of my patients. Because one, I know it's great for the liver, the spleen and stomach, which are representative organs of your middle jowl, very important organs to an acupuncturist. Why? Because broccoli's been known to cool the liver, because I've seen patients that suffer from heat in the liver, as well as it can cool the blood as well. But this and so much more you can learn simply as a result of making acupuncture part of your life. That's all you have to do. Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?